Regarding the hair dye, which is permissible of the two? In terms of permissibility of hair dye, there's two aspects of it. Number one is the aspect of whether when you coat your hair, because generally when you dye your hair, the dye is a long-term idea. It's not something you do for 2 hours and then you take it off, right? If it's a temporary hair dye which coats the hair, creates a barrier, then it's permissible, but you won't be able to make wudu or wudu because the water will not permeate the hair. And if that's the case, then your wudu won't be valid. But otherwise, if you just had it on for 2 hours, for example, if that's such a thing, then that's fine. If it's a permanent hair dye, then it's something you put into your hair, like you put henna on your hands or your hair, and then you eventually remove it after a few hours or whatever. And it's the color that infuses into the hair, that permeates the hair strands. So there's no physical body left of the dye. So there's no wudu issue in that case. So permanent dyes are allowed as long as you just don't do any funky colors to make you look silly, right? And it's any decent color. And then we've got the avoidance of black, right? From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just avoid black. Other than that, dark brown or any other color, it's permissible, as long as the ingredients are halal. And so the way it impinges on purity issues or whether its ingredients are halal, that's really what matters.